I would never have described my parents as political activists. However, I recall one issue in the 1980s, which they were both deeply opposed to government policy. "Mrs. Thatcher has gone too far," exclaimed my father. And many of you may remember the controversy of the relaxation of Sunday trading rules. It was the Brexit of its day, with deep divisions in the Conservative government. The 1986 Shops Bill, proposed by Margaret Thatcher's government, would have ended regulation of Sunday shopping. However, it was defeated in the House of Commons at its second reading. As far as I remember, that was the only time an entire government bill was defeated during her tenure. There was jubilation in the Bennett household. However, the issue did not go away, and the rules were flouted by a number of large stores, and some aspects of the law had effectively been lifted to allow the holding of sporting events, the opening of cinemas, and the operating of Sunday markets. Interestingly, at the time, both Marks and Spencer and Waitrose were deeply opposed to Sunday trading. Eventually, in 1994, Sunday trading was legalised. There had been a staggering 26 previous attempts to relax the Sunday trading laws. And the 1994 law was a compromise which fell short of the Thatcherite proposals to do away with all restrictions. But as widely anticipated, it was the thin end of the wedge, and in the following year, Sunday licensing laws were relaxed to allow all-day opening for pubs and other places selling alcoholic beverages. But back in the 1980s, the Church of England had argued that the relaxation of Sunday trading rules would be an erosion of family life and societal values. I leave you to reflect on those prophetic words. Within the 10th commandment, we're aware that the 4th commandment states, "Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days a week are set apart for your daily duties and regular work, but the seventh day is a day dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any kind of work." On the face of it, this commandment is all about our time. And time, like wealth, is a gift that God gives to us. And like wealth, is something that he expects us to use wisely. And as with wealth, God also expects that we honour him by returning to him at least part of his gift. There are aspects of this commandment that are unique. For the Christian, a key fact is that, unlike all the other commandments, this is not re-emphasised in the New Testament. And different views have emerged as to how we should see this commandment. There are those who feel that Sunday should retain much of the character of the Old Testament Sabbath. And believers in these churches mark Sunday by strictly abstaining from all work, recreation, and sport. And there is the position of a number of Christians that the Sabbath is part of the Old Testament law that is no longer binding on Christians. On this view, the Sabbath regulations, you must do this and you mustn't do that, were fulfilled in Christ and have been abolished. However, the Sabbath principles, each week we are to have a day where we are specially honour God and take a break from work, that still remains. In other words, we are no longer required to keep the Sabbath, and it is no bad thing that we allow ourselves to keep a Sabbath. Of course, we do need to rest, but we need to work from rest, not rest from work. The word rest does not mean rest as we understand it. The Hebrew word is Shabbat, which means cease. So God created everything, so he ceased from creating. Everything was made, it was perfect, so he stopped making things. There are some interesting words in the book of Isaiah. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honourable, and if you honour it by going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. Many Christians would define the Sabbath as a day when we stop doing what we usually do between Monday and Friday, and we take time out because we need a rest. But if you ask them what they would do on a Sabbath, then responses might include go to church, go walking, go shopping, do some gardening, watch a film, or just take some me time. Isaiah disagrees with this definition of Sabbath, and so too does God. If we were to go back to the creation story, we know that Adam and Eve were created on the sixth day, and their responsibility was to keep a Sabbath. So why is the Sabbath so important? It seems to me that most Christians may say it is important, but don't behave as if it is. However, I believe it's important, and it is number 4 of the 10 commandments. It's right up there with the big ones. Number 1, there is only one God. 2, don't worship any other gods. 3rd one, don't take my name in vain. And 4, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. We make a big deal about murder and stealing, but God makes a big deal about taking his name in vain and keeping the Sabbath. To consider why this is so important, we need to go back to the issue surrounding manna in the wilderness. The Hebrew people are told to collect manna and not to try and keep it, except on the last day of the week when they're instructed to collect twice as much because tomorrow is the Sabbath. It boils down to be an issue of trust. Do we trust God to give us manna tomorrow? Do I trust God to take care of my life if I take a day to focus on him? If I set an hour aside to focus on God, will I get as much done in the day? Sabbath is important because it is about God and not about man. Indeed, Jesus said that man was not created for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath was created for man. However, we must take this statement, not take this statement out of context. He was talking to first century Jews who were not influenced by a society dominated by humanistic philosophy. Our worldview is influenced by me thinking. It's all about me, humanism, the chief end of which is happiness. The worldview of first century Jews was God. It's all about God. They would have completed the sentence, the Sabbath was created for man to remember God. We complete it as, the Sabbath was created for man to rest. Were about rest, then many of us can say, I don't need to do that. When we understand that the Sabbath is actually about trusting God, we will have to admit that we need to do more of that. Rest may seem very sensible, practical, and all part of our mental well-being, which we hear so much about. But it is so much more than that. And as Christians, we have to explore how we find our rest. During the first lockdown, I heard many people say that they didn't know what day of the week it was. And having spent most of my week online with colleagues at school, the last thing I wanted to do was log on for a service on Sunday. It wasn't something I found joyful or restful. Rather, it seemed to be stressful losing the connection and being distracted by the picture freezing. What was helpful for me was spending time reading Christian books and commentaries, reflecting on biblical passages and sharing prayer requests and actually praying with family and friends over the phone. Having a doze on a Sunday afternoon may be restful, but it will not resolve our inner restlessness unless we find our rest in God. Similarly, pottering around the garden or meeting a friend at Oaks Park Cafe may be relaxing, but they do not get to the nub of the issue. As God's people, we are called to live in a new way. And many of us are defined by our work. As a teacher and school business manager, I know that I'd become a slave to my work. Delivering educational excellence had become a raison d'etre. I've learnt more recently that such work should not define me. God's unconditional love and acceptance of me in Christ does that. And that is enough. I'm free from trying to prove myself so I can rest. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days a week are set apart for your daily duties and regular work, but the seventh day is a day dedicated to your God. I came across a quotation. It is said that our great-grandparents called it the Holy Sabbath. Our grandparents called it the Sabbath. Our parents called it Sunday. And we call it the weekend. We have substituted the holiday for the holy day, recreation for reverence, games for godliness, anticipation for devotion. In short, we use the gift of the Lord's Day to destroy its giver. When I was drafting my sermon, I thought I'd type the word rest, but when I looked down, I'd actually typed reset. But as I reflected on that word, I realised that that is the challenge of my sermon today. To reset our thinking and actions to find proper rest, not in dozing or pottering or procrastinating, but in finding an inner rest. A peace with ourselves from our jobs or career advancements and our achievements that can dominate our lives. A trust in a God who loves us and gave his Son to die for us. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days a week are set apart for your daily duties and regular work, but the seventh day is a day dedicated to the Lord your God. Amen.